You're listening to SBS News.
The Commonwealth of Nations was established as an organization of equal member states, which were mostly former colonies of the British Empire. But what is its standing in the 21st century, after Queen Elizabeth II's death? The idea for the Commonwealth of Nations emerged in the early 20th century as a response to the dwindling of British imperial power, as different colonies began to gain some degree of autonomy or independence from the empire in different ways and in separate stages. Australian National University's history professor Angela Woollacott explains.
The British Empire actually was at its greatest extent and power right after World War I. In the early 1920s, the British Empire ruled something like a quarter of the world. It was at its largest extent. But at the very same time that it was at its biggest extent, it started to shrink.
While countries like South Africa severed its ties with the British Empire in the 1910s, following the Boer War, and Ireland demanded home rule around the same time, colonies in Africa and the Caribbean remained under their colonial rule for longer. In Australia, colonies became self-governing and had their own parliaments prior to federation in 1901. The country started issuing its own passports in 1948. Professor Woollacott again.
The Empire and the Commonwealth overlapped. The Commonwealth started to emerge after World War I, but it was, for decades, it was called the British Empire and Commonwealth, which reflected the fact that some colonies were gaining autonomy and independence while others were not.
In 1947, India and Pakistan gained their independence, which was a lethal blow to the power of the British Empire and its political influence in the affairs of its colonies. Dr. Cindy McCreary, senior history lecturer at the University of Sydney, argues that given the construction of the Commonwealth was directly linked to the dismantling of the British Empire, its real political power has long been in question.
Today it comprises over 50 nations, most of which are republics. There are, however, some Commonwealth realms like Australia, which, like Britain, has the British monarch as our head of state.
Membership to the Commonwealth is voluntary, and member states can decide to join or leave. Dr. McQuarrie explains.
Most members of the Commonwealth now are republics, and they decided to have a president, in the most cases, as head of state rather than the British monarch. But that doesn't prevent them from remaining as members of the Commonwealth. Now, there have been some states that have left the Commonwealth, others that have joined more recently. But on the whole, it's been a pretty stable organization since the beginning of the Queen's reign.
But how has the Commonwealth changed during Queen Elizabeth II's 70-year reign? ANU's Professor Woollacott believes a lot of the Commonwealth's decline happened before Queen Elizabeth II came to the throne in 1952, as its power was directly linked to the idea of empire. However, in some cases, control of colonized territories was transferred to other powers. One example is Hong Kong, which had been a colony and dependent territory of the British Empire from 1841, but was handed over to China in 1997. Professor Woollacott again.
It has shrunk from what it was. I don't think it has the same kind of power or status in the world now, even as some activities like sporting and, the Commonwealth Games, which and cultural and other events continue.
Dr. Cindy McCreary explains that as the Commonwealth evolved under Queen Elizabeth's reign, its international standing has been called into question.
It's hard to really identify what the power of the Commonwealth is, and indeed that's been one of the criticisms made of the Commonwealth, that it hasn't actually done much in the past half century.
Barbados was the latest realm to drop the crown to become a republic in November 2021. Jabrong Gunain Gunjitmara woman and Green Senator Lydia Thorpe says it's time for the country to establish a treaty with First Nations peoples and become a republic.
I believe that more and more people in this country don't want to be dictated by a colonial force from another country. We want to be our own country to self-determine our own destiny.